What's going to be if you have two shomrim? Ketupra, two shomrim, held him starved to shear tumah. So Moses says, hey, Kedem, what's the case talking about? How do you have two shomrim over here? You learn if you want to tell me, bizir agab zir, that one shomer is a top of the other one, like you, first you have one shomer, one protector around the tree, then you have a second one around that. So more is the question, does the top shomer have the same shomer? No, there's no din of a shomer on top of a shomer, it's only the bottom one that's the shomer, not the top one. So what's your shout to him in Starfit? If you're Snam, learn like this, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shalosh Klipas Babotzel. It's an onion, has three skins around it. An onion has three skins, and it's like this. Pinimius, that's the inside skin, so Ben Shlema, Ben Kedurim Therefis. Whether the inside skin is complete without a hole, or Ben Kedur, whether it has some holes inside it, still it's Mitharefis, because that's a real shamer. That's not much like the food itself. Rashi says, Sherei, he asks Mechi, could eat it. It's the inside skin like that you could eat by itself. So that's for sure, it's called part of the onion itself. And so, yes, what about the middle skin? So it depends. Shleimer mitzarefis. If it's complete, then it's a shleimer. It watches the onion. So it's the star for the shear. Kedura, let's say there are holes through that skin. A mitzarefis doesn't do a job. It's not a shleimer anymore. Therefore, it's not metam, it's not mitzaref. Mashenkin chitzoyna, the outside skin. Benkach or benkach, whether it's whole, complete, or whether it has a hole, or whether it's complete, whether it has holes in it, Torah, it's Torah. Why Rashi says, Yein Shem, Agabi Shemer, Choshev Shemer. The second protector around the first one is not called a protection. So it's not called a Shemer. So what's Yishalash Shnei Shemer Shrim Starfu? There's no din of a second Shemer. So my answer is, Rav Oishia Shemer Oichel, his shalom was like this. You had a shomer around the food, a peel around the apple, whatever orange, the peel of the orange around it, and then the pre got cut in half. So Rashi says, shomer shechoku going oichol kebeitza. You had a food the size of an egg, the shomer all of it, the shomer was on it, the skin was on it, the choku, and then it divided in half. Going shnei b'tzomos, you have two small onions. Shame between both of them, they only have the size of a kebeitza. And the shomer are there on them. That's the shaila. You want to put these two onions or these two pieces together to kidim starve the shomer also. That's the shaila. Shomer oichol shachol kukumibodah. Now you have two pieces to it. And both pieces have the shomer, the skin around it. So kidim starve and still put the two together. It's called the other kibetza of food here. And it would be mekabel tumor. Or maybe no, since each shomer is only on a tochus mikazayis, you can't even starve them. Samar says, Kivan the Hailo Meganahai. For Hailo Meganahai, this skin does not help for the other piece. And that skin does not help for this piece. Lemit the refuge. You can't put the two together. It's not like one big piece, they're two separate pieces. Or Dilma maybe no. Kivan the Hai Meganahai. Listen now, this piece, this Chatzik Zayas, this Chatzik Beitzah, has its skin, it protects it, so it's part of it. For Hai, the other skin, Meganahai Day, it also protects its half. And therefore, Mitzvah, maybe you could put the two together. And therefore, altogether now you have a kibetza worth of food, so maybe it would be a kabbal tumah. So that's a shal, is in star for not. So where it says, Toshma, come in here. Says that Reb Loza ben Azayah, Mitaye b'shelpul. Reb Loza ben Azayah was Mitaye b'shelpul, or Mitame b'shel kitnis. But he says, though, Mishpat kitnis is tummy. Yeah, the shamer of a pool, he old was tall, but the shamer of kitnis, he says, Tom, it is mitzvah, matamish or kidneys. Of neisharosha b'shimushin. Because by kidneys, you still want the shomer there, you want those small twigs to be attached to it yet, therefore it's still called a shomer. So, what's the kasha? L'chura, that each one is a chatzi kapul. You see, it is mitzvah. Rashi says, O matamish or kidneys. And kasaka, that the havamina was, sheshnayim ishloshim shabitim starfim. There's three or two. A stalks here, not stalks, shabitim, like the coverings of them, are mistarif lekebetzim, moichlim shabhem. Now, bevadi ain b'shabat decha kebetza. Each shabbat, each like a piece there, is not a kebetza. So, amo, we see shnei shem, are mistarifim. Because here it says, what, you can put the two together, it's mistarif. is either Shomer or the Shabitim of the small twigs there, they do protect one another, and it is Mitzkarav together. So Marit says no. Or Melavacha, Bered, we had before, the Kulcha. Here we're talking about the case is, you have the big stalk still attached to it. That's what we've been Mitzkarav over here. Not the small twigs, the vines, but the stalk itself. Or Mishum Yad. And here we're talking about the Shalos of Mishum Yad. These are yad for all the shabitim, all the little twigs attached to it. And together, there's the size of the kezai is there. And more than the kebetz, that's why it helps. Where it says, my mashmishin, what does it mean to say the mashmishin? Again, the tashmishin. Because when you want to move them around, that's the way you move them around. Yeah. So we're talking about now the big stalk. Not just down the small or pulse in between them. And here it doesn't mean when you're handling them, but it means here when you want to move them around, use the klach, that's called the yad. So again, so you have no right to allocate of a shomer, or two mishomer mitzarfin or not. Toshima coming here. The Tana de Veri Bishmo, famous brisa we had, that it says, I'll call Zera Zerua Shay Yizara, that any seed you take out to plant, they're makabel tumah. These seeds are makabel tumah the way you take them out to plant them. Chita b'kliposa, you take out a wheat with its shell around it. Usayra and the barley b'kliposa, v'yadashim b'kliposa. So what's the pshat? Each one is a shomer, and each one is less than a kebetza. So see, you mistarif them together. So see, you could put the two shomerim together. Samar says no. Kidiyama ravacha b'rei d'rova b'kulcha. Here also, we're not talking about just the wheat or the barley themselves. We're talking about throwing the big stalk, and you want to move them all together. And here it's a shalom mishum yad, but that's a yad. That was his teretz before. At the Yochanan here also, the shedra. Here also, we're talking about now. It's the shedra over here. It's the middle bone we're talking about right now. Like it's the stem over here. It's the stem which protects them. So this stem, elechnami, it's all together like one, therefore it's not a shalav v'chatzi kebeitza, but you have them all together. U'mishum shayma. So the shalav, first of all, Rashi said the Gemara could have answered, like we answered before, that Ber Yishani, but Rashi said, truth, that's a dochu tichateres, the more ones give a different teretz. But we could have said, it's a chita, but it's a whole beria, that's different. And then come kolcho, mishum yad, the yad echru. So here also we're talking about now the stem here. Most of them was loshin. Hachanan b'shedru mishum shomer. So what's the answer? We'll soon see. Was this shomer aliyosa trichot isoy? It's a shomer to the whole thing together. The stem. So all together, it's one big shomer to the whole. The stem now is a shomer to the whole thing. So therefore, it's one shomer, and that's what's in star field. They're not two separate shomerim. It's one big shomer. As he says, what comes with sasobish shachitim kavuyim b'shedus in one stem. Ve'akiv savim mishum shomer the cholish yibolish shlema. They're all together. It's not like separate ones. Therefore, it's one shomer, all of them together. That's where it's metama. So Mara says like this: bishlema is good iloi like the top ones. I understand why the top ones are good. The upper row is good. The upper row like needs the lower ones. So that's good. It shouldn't fall through. But the bottom rows might tzuchel liyosa. Why does it need the top one? Like why the bottom rows need the top one? Rashi says bishleim liyosa top row tzuchel tzoy klema. The shuras so yoyne shachitim kvuyin bam tzuichim shiushos nachtonis kiyomis. The top rows of the wheat need the bottom rows to be there. Because if the bottom rows will fall away, then all of the wheat will fall down. So it's good why it's a shame to the top ones. But the bottom row, they don't need the top ones. And without the top one, the bottom ones would stay also. And it's still some starf, shaming the top shamer to the bottom ones. The question is why you don't need it. So Mara says, I'll answer you over here. Bechod Dor, we're talking about now, it's one row. It's not up and down, it's one long row. But the Bechod Dor, come with the starf and shamer, the chad shamer who. They're like all the wheats are like pushed together. That's why they stay in place. Otherwise, they'll fall apart. So it's not like up and down. But rather we're talking about now, it's one row. Since it's all in one row, you all meet together. So we're asked the question, it's only one row of the wheat stalks, of the wheats, so is there a kibetza? Like the wheats are very small. So how many is you don't have the size of the kibetza of eggs of food here with one row? Gemara says, yes, we're talking about now the chita de Shimon ben Shetach. That's a Gemara. Tainus, and this happened there, that they showed him very, very big wheats, pieces of wheat. Each piece was very, very big. So therefore, as much the size of the kibetza. It's talking about big pieces of wheat. Gemara says, if so, hashtag yas lochi, once you come on to this, we're talking about gigantic wheat, is chod chita nami, the chita de Shimon ben Shetach. You know, it's a posha then. Here, when the posha says, kol zeru zeruah, that there's a shomer. Not talking about to a chatzi kibetza, we're talking about each kernel of wheat itself with the size of the kibetza. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. Therefore, it's a good shomer. But maybe if the shomer are less than a kibetza, maybe you're not being inspired of two shomer together. So again, you have no proof from over here. Gufa, Mar said, what we say before, in the beginning of the daf, we had shnei atzomis. We have two bones of a mace. Vi aleim shnei chatzoi zeisim. And at the end of each bone is a chatzi gezayis of the mesa, of the boss of the mace. V'ichnis roshayim shneim labayis. You brought both heads of the bones into a house. V'yabayis manaleim. And the house is like covering over the bone. So even though the meat is not inside the house, just the bones, that's the yad, is a bayis tamei. The bayis becomes tamei. Is yesh yad, the pokos michatzi zayis. And therefore it's like a yad to the mace. And therefore the tumas oil. Yude ben akus yomino mishum rabbi Yaakov heishne atzomis mitzvahsma gezayis. Now I'm going to put two together. Kevim mitzvahsdem, you don't say ya bechatzik gezayis, therefore there's no tumas oil. The Omer of Shlokos, Shlokos says, lo shonu ala etzem dev yad. Here the shal is not about a bone, that's a yad, where the meat is on the other side of the bone. Avu neima, but let's say there are only hair there, the hairs of the skin, lo hev yad, the hair there, That's not called a yad either. Hey, the hair is not even considered like a handle. That's nothing. But a protector maybe it does. What does Rashi say? There were etzim there the yad. The name says achas lechashiv lemev the yad the poska. I'll pull out. I'll shame heavy. But how's it been shame on it though? Chazal Rosh Lakish says that Lashon Rabbi Etzim Bone there the yad Avol Neima Stam the skin the hair to pull the meat with the hair Lahev that's not called the yad. For Yechon Nami yes Afilu Neima Nami have the yad. Even all right, turn over. Continue one on the other side. Wait till you end the tape and turn over. Again, Rabbi Yechon Nami Afilu Neima even a hair also Nami have the yad. It's all succeeded a yad. Yes, Rabbi Yechon gets Rabbi Yechon is the one that said Rabbi Yechon nami yafil nami have yad. Even a hair is also considered a yad. Rabbi Yechon has a shlokish. It says, or you have the skin. Sheishel of kezayis basar. You have skin of a mace and has a kezayis basar on it. So nageya betziv hayayitzim imeno uvesawa shekineg v'tomai. Someone touches the tziv. Rashi says that's chuta basar. You touch a strand of meat hanging out from it. So again, whoever touches the meat, hayyotzimenu, or also the sour of the hair, shekineg, that's just the opposite the side of this meat, tomei, they become tomei. So my love isn't the mishum yad, so you see, even the hair of the meat is also like the yad. So more says, my mishum shemer, somebody else that didn't shemer, not else the yad. So that's the question of, mi yikos shemer, agabi shemer, like is there a shemer, type of a shemer, like the chur, first of all, their skin, over the meat, so that's the shomer of the meat is the skin. And then you have the hair coming out from the skin. So of course, the shomer is the shomer. Tzmor says no. Kechulei mechalcho. Pshat is the hair goes straight through the skin, so it penetrates through. Versus the manikav neim liyor, like the hair goes through the skin. The yor touches the meat. So it's not called the shomer, gabi shomer, but it's called that the hair itself is like protecting the meat itself. The hair itself goes to the meat. Where's the question? If so, maskeblo Rav Acher by Yaakov elam miyat. If so, tefillin hechikas finan. How could you ever write film on parchment on skin? Harbinik see the tama. He has to have a complete cleaver of a lucky, you're not going to have it. Since the hair that goes through the skin, you tell me it makes a hole through the skin, so the skin is never closed completely, it has a lot of holes in it. So how could you have a right film on the parchment? So Moses says, Poshid, if the mitzvah he forgot, hold the yam of Marav, that they said in the Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, we learned that kol nekev, any type of a hole, shadiyoy oivrolov, if the hole in the skin is so small, that when you write with your pen and the ink, it just goes over, your pen doesn't get stuck in the hole, it just goes over the hole, ain't a nekev, that's not called a nekev. Technami, these hairs that penetrate through, the holes are so small, that's not called a nekev. The boy something else could be kulu mishum yad. No, about it, this here is not talking about a shum shemer, it's talking about a din yad. So it's the chutz akash and reshlokish. So the mokad yom rabbi loi b'meloi shebein hamloyim. So ochinami b'neino shebein hanem. Talking about the hairs in between the hairs. You will still see what that means. Because yom rabbi loi what b'meloi shebein hamloyim. A lot of things stuck together. We'll still see what that is. So ochinami also b'neino shebein hamloyim. With a lot of hairs together. If you have a lot of hairs together, that is maskim, it's a din yad. If you have a lot of them together, one by itself is not. When you have a lot of them together, then he agrees, it's considered like a yad. Yeah. The son says, it's most like this. Ve'ech yitmud rebbe lo, we don't know is aloha, oh, but not like this. Ma'aloyi shebe shebolim. That's like the hair that's sticking out of the stalks. Yerushi says, Zakunay in the top here, like shell shibos of the stalks of corn, and has hairs on top of it. So, Maloy Shabishvol, the metamoyim, or metamim, yes, they're mekabotum, they give off to mevim starfin, but not mestarf to the pre itself, to make it into a kebetza. The question is, Maloy Lamachos, what do you need it for? What do you use it for? What does it do here? Why is it bringing them all together? As on this segment, look, Shechsenboy, when you hold it, it falls off. So, it's not called the yad either. Means there's a lot of hair together. So if you can hold on to it, that brings up the pre. Therefore, it's called the yad for the pre. So see, if you have a lot of them together, you can hold on to it, it'll bring up the pre, it'll bring up the shibolus. So it is called the yad. See, also, usually a hair, you can't pick up the meat with the hair, it'll just pull off. If there's a lot of hair together, then you pull it by the hair, it'll bring it up. So therefore, it has loch of the yad. Lishnachrina, another pshat is the more said, Lishnachrina, Armelo Ochinami, Hokinami Mistavra. Timi Shem Shem, we're talking about it's a Shem over here, this Yad. Like we said before, the hair. And the hair goes straight through and touches the Bosa. Because these, like if you want to tell me Mishum Yad goes on Mishum Yad, so the question is, Nei Machas Lamai Chosi. What can it do with one hair? With one hair, you can't pick up the meat. Why should it be called a Yad? So when it says yes, could Yom Rabbeloi, Bimloi Shebenem Luyim. When you have a lot of hairs coming out of the stalks. That you could pick up the fruit with it, the vegetable with it. We have a lot of hairs together, then you could pick up the meat holding the hairs. Therefore, the hair is called the yad. Now, ve'ech yitma, the quantity is gisa, which is over again. Ve'ech yitma, the rebbe learned, the beloi is aloch. Oh, there's none we learned. Ha'miloi shebe shebolim. If you have, again, this the hair coming out of the stalks, metamon metamin. It's metam, it has look like the yad, it's metam, it brings in, takes out tumo. But the aim of staff is not mitzarfin. So the question is, again, maloi, lamachosa, what can you use the maloi for? You can't pick it up or fall off. Or maloi, the maloi, shebanem maloi, when you have a lot of these fuzz of sticking out from the stalks. You have a lot together, it'll pick up the stalk. And here also, when you have a lot of hair together, it would be called the yad, you could pick it up. Therefore, it has a din of tumah mishum yad, and not mishum shayna. Yeah. So for Kamagud, both according to Biyachon and according to Rish Lakish. All right, you'll stop here.